Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to recognize that having no free time and having not as much free time as you want are very different stories. Telling yourself the correct story can change how you view time. Over the years, I've had thousands of people track their time for me, often on weekly spreadsheets, sometimes in narrative form, and sometimes in apps. I have tracked my own time for more than 5 years now, and I've studied various other time diary studies, such as the American Time Use Survey, in great detail. What I have learned is that basically everyone has free time. Some people have a lot of free time. My children manage to watch a lot of shows and play a lot of video games. Others of us have, well, less. Caring for 5 children and running a business turns out to take a reasonable quantity of time. When you look at large-scale time diary studies, it's no real surprise that my particular demographic of folks, working mothers with kids under the age of 6, have the least amount of free time of other demographics. But, and this is key, we rarely have none. And this is an important distinction. I don't know why people get wedded to the narrative that they have zero leisure time. I mean, sure, we all have a lot to do, and responsibilities can weigh heavily. Talking about how we have no free time is a way to show others how hard we are working, or how tough life can be. And it's definitely true that life can be tough. But it's also true that no one wins in the misery Olympics. Claiming to have zero free time is just defeatist, and also self-defeating. Because when leisure time does appear, if you claim to have none, then you probably don't think about what you're going to do with it. So you do things that aren't particularly rejuvenating, like scrolling around online. So let's try a different narrative. We don't have zero free time. We just have not as much as we want. Not as much as I want is a very different story from none. It implies some great questions right there, such as how can I scale this up over time? And how can I best use the limited free time I do have to get the most enjoyment out of it? These are far more useful questions. They might nudge us to do things such as track our time and see how much free time usually occurs in any given 24 hours or any given 168. If I know I am going to have about 2 hours of free time each day, I can decide that I want to spend 45 minutes exercising, 45 minutes reading, and 30 minutes on a jigsaw puzzle. Great. I will know, at the end of the day, that I have had some high-quality leisure time. Whereas if I assume none, I won't think about what to do with it, and it will probably all wind up being spent staring at coronavirus headlines. Not as much as I want helps us see where we might be able to redeploy time toward the leisure category too. We might decide to ask other adults in our lives for help, or lower our standards for housework, or tell any older kids to fend for themselves from time to time. When it comes to time, it is tempting to play the victim. I have no time for fun. But saying, I have some time, just not as much as I want, puts us back in charge. We become the architects of our time, looking to expand and optimize a resource. And when we do that, we might be surprised at how much time for fun we can find. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.